Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, so Governor Tim Walz would like us, me and you specifically, and everybody else too, to stop talking about the $1 billion theft from federal taxpayers that he oversaw.
I'll bet he would.
Yeah, he would very much like us to stop, he says, because he is in danger. How does he know? People keep driving by his home, he says. This guy was almost the vice president of the United States. That's terrifying. Yeah. People are driving by his home, he says, and yelling out a word that rhymes with petard, as in hoist you on your own petard. But it's not that word. There's some wonderful people. I don't want to offend anybody. I really don't. It's terrible that word would be used to, describe anyone except for Tim Walz. He's the exception. And he says he's in danger and we need to stop talking about the $1 billion in fraud that he allowed. Well, no, wait a minute. Okay, Tara. But I mean, That's a stretch. I mean, come on. Allowed it. Are you kidding me? He didn't allow. Well, that's pretty much what the New York Times wrote. In fact, I really wanted to highlight this, and that's why I did it in this segment, Lee. What the New York Times wrote here. Listen to this. This goes right along with the entire theme of the show today, that Democrats have become paralyzed in the face of woke crime. So if you are a perceived Democrat voter, they are literally paralyzed, even if they're prosecutors, even if they're governors, even if you have had the police and members of your Health and Human Services staff warn you, massive fraud is being committed by Somali immigrants. You are paralyzed. You can do nothing about it. You have to let them steal if they want. Let me read it from the New York Times about the fraud allowed by Tim Walz. Critics of the Walz administration say that the fraud persisted by the Somali immigrants, partly because state officials were fearful of alienating the Somali community in Minnesota. Governor Walz, who has instituted new fraud prevention safeguards, defended his administration's actions. Mr. Pekya, who has also represented other defendants in the fraud cases, so this is the attorney for the fraudsters, said that some involved became convinced that state agencies were tolerating, if not tacitly allowing, the fraud. Mm-hmm. So this is the attorneys for the Somali immigrants. Quote, no one was doing anything about the red flags, he said. It was like someone was stealing money from the cookie jar and they just kept refilling it.
Well, that's exactly what happened.
And this is what I'm talking about with Letitia James this morning. We've had a woke Democrat jury refused to indict her, even though the evidence of her crimes is clear.
Yeah.
We just had another jury in D.C. Literally, not enough was made of this. Judge Jeanine Pirro brought the indictment, threatened to kill Trump, wrote about it online, bought the weapons, and made a plan to booking her way through five states to get to him. Interdicted, thank God, by the Secret Service. She's free today. Because a woke D.C. jury wouldn't indict her. Why? They like the idea of killing Trump. This is a problem. And now you're seeing it in Minnesota. And the New York Times has just spelled it out for you there. So Tim Walz is saying we need to stop talking about all of this right away.
This creates danger.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you what, I'd never seen this before. People driving by my house and using the R word in front of people. This is shameful. And I have yet to see an elected official, a Republican elected official, say, you're right, that's shameful. He should not say it. So look, I'm worried. We know how these things go. They start with taunts, they turn to violence. So deeply concerned.
Well, this is great coming from the party that goes out of their way to call Donald Trump and anyone associated with the GOP every name in the book, you know, Nazis, racist. I mean, everything. There's no danger in any of that, is there?
No, none whatsoever. We're living through a coup, a Hitlerian period, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, sure. No problem. It's resulted in 71 ICE vehicle rammings and 28 Border Patrol agent vehicle rammings. But it's fine. Danger like that's good.
Yeah, and calling law enforcement action kidnapping.
Right, right. Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. What does he really want us to stop talking about? Again, this is the clip of the week. This is Minnesota federal prosecutor Joe Thompson, the guy who's been prosecuting these Somalis. And he's talking about, listen, I've got limited staff here. There are billions of dollars more out there. This is what Tim Walz is afraid of. Now, they defrauded three separate federal programs, right? So that's the meals program, the autism program, and another one. He says there are 28 total programs defrauded. They were only able to hit three. They don't have the staff to do more. And what they really need is prosecutors in Minnesota to join them, but they're all Democrats, so they won't. But this is what Tim Walz is afraid of, what Joe Thompson is saying, that there's so much more fraud out there and we're going to find
it. He recently told investigative reporter Eric Rasmussen his team continues to find more fraud across a variety of taxpayer-funded programs.
The example I'll give is 1 million seconds is about 11 days, more or less. 1 billion seconds is 32 years. To give you a sense of how much 1 billion is, it is an astronomical amount of money. I think we've all come to understand the magnitude of the fraud problem here in Minnesota.
From feeding our future to autism treatment centers to housing programs.
I think ultimately we'll have prosecuted $1 billion worth of fraud. Not that there was $1 billion. There's far more.
Billions.
Billions.
Do you have to sort of triage cases? Do you have to make hard decisions about what to pursue, even if there's something over here that might be legitimately troubling?
Absolutely. I mean, we can't prosecute all the cases. That's not even a realistic goal. We have to pick the ones that have the most impact.
Hmm. Yeah. And the connections to the Democrat Party here, Lee, are growing. You've got to read this article in the New York Post. If this was a Republican, they'd be buried under the jail by now. But it's Ilhan Omar, and she's a Somali immigrant, so it doesn't count. Listen to this. She held her campaign rallies, you know, her election night stuff, parties related to her congressional campaigns at a restaurant called Safari. It was owned by Salim Ahmed Saeed, who convicted of stealing over $12 million for serving 3.9 million phantom meals that he didn't serve. She held her 2018 congressional victory party at his restaurant. Okay. Well, how was he able to get that money? After all, around $250 million was handed out by the Minnesota government. This is federal money. Sure, money is my money, but they were handing it out through this program to provide meals to school children during the pandemic. Where did that program come from? Glad you asked. The 2020 Meals Act. Oh, who was the original sponsor of that? Ilhan Omar. Sounded good. Introduced by her, passed with bipartisan support. Guess nobody read it. What did it do? It allowed nonprofits and for-profit businesses to be reimbursed with taxpayer money for feeding kids by dramatically, loosening oversight, waiving site inspections, and allowing bulk take-home food with almost no verification that any meals had been served. As the scam was going on in 2020, Omar actually appeared on video at Minneapolis's Safari Met restaurant to praise the program. No meals were served.
Which was robbing the taxpayers blind.
So that's where this came from. You ask yourself, like, how did it happen? I'm like, how could you get away with this? Well, you didn't have to provide any documentation. How convenient is that? But she's a Democrat, so it's all good.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, she's a Somalian Democrat, so yeah. It's especially good.
Yeah. So I want to replay. No, now that we know that from the New York Post, something that, by the way, they would never report on CNN. I want to go replay Jake Tapper on CNN asking her, hey, you know, $1 billion in fraud, that's like $10,000 a Somali immigrant. And you know what they were doing? You know what this is? Let me explain this, okay? This isn't like a couple dozen fraudsters, and we shouldn't judge everyone. That's not fair. Look, when Kristi Noem says, our Department of Homeland Security, half the Somali visas have evidence of fraud, so they lied to get here. And when you look at what was really going on here, a 1 in 16 child diagnosis rate, the highest in the nation for Somali children. You know, they've actually done studies trying to figure out why Somali children get autism more than everyone else. It's because they get paid to get autism. That's why. So 1 in 16. The national diagnosis rate is 1 in 32. Well, it's 1 in 16 Somali children, only in Minnesota, though.
Well, they're diagnosed with it. Doesn't necessarily mean that they've got it. Then.
Well, they weren't diagnosed. They were fraudulently diagnosed. Fraudulently. Yeah, they would provide a fraudulent diagnosis. But here's what's going on here. For each kid you had that you went along with this, you got fake diagnosed, they would pay you between $500 and $1,500 a month to go along. So what this is, we shouldn't focus on the couple dozen Somalis here who did this, okay? What we need to focus on is this is a way that Democrats were paying to keep their immigrant voters here when they don't have jobs. There's not enough jobs for them. So they can vote Democrat. They're paying off their constituency by raiding the federal till is what they're doing. Now, listen to this. This is hilarious. Representative Ilhan Omar is asked by Jake Tapper, well, how did the fraud happen, though? I mean, do you know how it might have happened given you're so close to it? He didn't put that part in. Listen to her answer. She knows what her bill did.
Can you shed any light on why the fraud got so out of control in Minnesota?
I think what happened is that, you know, when you have these kind of new programs that are designed to help people, you're oftentimes relying on third parties to be able to facilitate. And I just think that a lot of the COVID programs that were set up, they were set up so quickly that a lot of the guardrails did not get created.
No, you sponsored a bill to take the guardrails down.
Yeah.
Is what you did. Wrote it yourself. And then a guy you've known for years was the major profiter off that $12 million, and you held your campaign events in your restaurant after as you ripped off American tech. She knew. We never prove it, but she knew. Again, well, the guardrails, you know, it's all kind of crazy back there. No. New York Post. Her bill allowed both nonprofits and for-profit businesses to be reimbursed with taxpayer money for feeding kids by dramatically loosening oversight, waiving site inspections, and allowing bulk take-home food with almost no verification. As the scam was going on in 2020, Omar appeared on video at Minneapolis Safari Restaurant to praise the program. The owner is now in prison. $12 million in fraud. This is, Lee, this is why they freaked out about Doge. And as James Comer said in an interview last night on Jesse Waters, this is only beginning. Minneapolis is just, it's going to be every Democrat state like this. Guarantee it. And he said, we're going to find it. I hope they do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money?
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Figures, like, we'll call the Democrats out for, we're going to call our own out for it. What was this lunatic doing out on bond? Poor woman just tries to go to the Walmart in Spartanburg, here in South Carolina, obviously, with her 10-year-old girl, 10-year-old daughter, encounters this lunatic. What gall this guy has. Justin Alexander McKittrick, 32, of Greer, will remain behind bars this time until his first appearance in February. If convicted, McKittrick could face 30 years for his offenses. Broad daylight, y'all. 4:49 p.m. November 29th. He just decides he wants some women off the meat buffet, I guess. Goes to the Walmart parking lot with a gun, puts it in her face. Kidnaps her from the parking lot. Now, thankfully, she was able to get her 10-year-old in the car and leave them behind. She got in his car. This is a Dorman Center Walmart. She got in his car. He took her around the back of the facility and attempted to force her. He attempted to sexually assault her. Let's put it that way. She was able to escape and called for help. The two were loading the car trunk when McKittrick approached with a gun and demanded the woman's phone. He took that first. The daughter smartly jumped in the trunk and threw the back seat to hide. How smart is that? He then kidnapped her at gunpoint and drove her behind the shopping center. Folks, you know, I'll tell you a couple things. As we've learned in recent months, some areas of this state ain't no better than Democrat areas in terms of letting people go. I've had a lot of theories on why that is and who's to blame. We won't redo those here. But we have a Wild West justice system here in South Carolina because, unfortunately, we are the only state in the nation where Republican legislators get to appoint the judges. Everywhere else, pretty much they're elected. So they just appoint liberal Democrats who let everyone out of prison. They get rich. Because when they appear before them, the judge must capitulate, must let the bad guy out again and again and again and again. They just, you know, they rape, rob, kill. Nobody cares. So the good news is we're watching now, and maybe that'll make a little bit of a difference. But this guy was out. He had had previous charges. And just wanted to note something. It's a good reminder to have in the back of your head. If you're in a Walmart parking lot or somewhere like that, as a woman particularly, but anybody, and that guy puts a gun in your face and says, come with me, get in my car, go wherever, the answer is no. No, you're going to shoot me. You have to do it right here. And I would scream my head off. You don't get in the car. We tell our kids this too. You don't go with them. Make them do whatever they're going to do to you in public. You're going to be safer there. Now, my guess as to why this woman complied is she's afraid for a child. That's just a guess. I don't know. She had the 10-year-old daughter. He had a gun. And yeah, little girl's super smart, though, to do what she did. Now, to just jump in the trunk and even think, hey, you know, like I can go through. I can hide. Yeah, that was great. So I suspect that's why mom complied. I don't know that, but I'm here to remind you, if you are in this situation, which we apparently have to worry about now in the upstates, this guy was out on bond. No. No, we'll fight it out here. We're not getting in a car. I'm not going anywhere with you. It's only going to get worse if you go somewhere with them. So, thankfully, Justin Alexander McKittrick of Greer is at the moment locked up, but certain Republican law firms in this state like to get guys like this out because they can if they go in front of the judges they appointed or the legislators they own that their law firms bought appointed. They know that the judge knows if they don't let him out or don't go easy on them, they won't get reappointed to a judgeship. It's incredibly corrupt. It sucks, but it's South Carolina. I'm really hoping our gubernatorial candidates will do something about it. So you find yourself in this situation, that's what you should do. I've been telling you for a while, we are reaching a point in this country. It is coming. We'll be there in under 5 years, where if you are the right liberal bomber, murderer, assaulter, maybe even raper, and your target is Republican conservative, we will reach a point where no liberal jury will convict you and no liberal police department or prosecutorial agency will touch you. You will be above the law, as long as you're hurting the right person. I didn't realize we were there till yesterday. This is an historic moment in the United States history. We've never seen this before. We have never seen this before. The FBI let the pipe bomber go. That's the conclusion our media will reach by the end of the weekend after they, some of them, use this show for prep. At least News Talk people do, and it floats up as it usually does. Because just about now, they're going back through the testimony, the incredible testimony of Stephen D. Antuono, the assistant director in charge of the FBI's Washington field office, when he was lying to Congress to protect the woke, black, liberal pipe bomber so he could stay free. Maybe hurt some other people. It's incredible, but that's what he did. In June of 2023, write this down if you use me for show prep, and please repeat it today. In June of 2023, Stephen D. Antuono, I don't know how to say his last name, testified before Congress because Republicans had taken over and they wanted to know, like, why can't you catch the pipe bomber? Super duper weird, because the FBI, remember, and the DOJ under Biden had gone to court to get the legal ability to geofence all of the cell phones at the Capitol. And that had resulted in about 1,000 more arrests, including many grandmas who and my pregnant moms and moms of newborns and very innocent people who had simply been there, maybe the Capitol Police, when they were holding the doors open and ushering everyone, hey, come on in. Yeah, we're entrapping you. Come on in. And they just filed right in, took a selfie and left. Yeah, we knew they were there because of their phone. So Republicans in Congress want to know, well, how come you can't get the pipe bomber? Stephen D. Antuono lied. It's called perjury. It's a felony. Carries up to 5 years in prison. Lied to Congress. Again, he was the assistant director in charge of the FBI Washington field office. He lied to Congress. He said, oh, you know, the cell phone data for the pipe bomber is unfortunately corrupted. Yeah, it was corrupted and unusable, he said, which hindered efforts to track the suspect via geofencing like they did the Republicans at the January 6th at the Capitol. He described it as a, quote, this is hilarious now, unusual circumstance, unquote, and noted the data's potential importance. Oh, it's corrupted. We hate that. While dismissing conspiracy theories about the missing record. That's no conspiracy. We would never protect a woke liberal black pipe bomber who's an anarchist. Us, the FBI? Heck no, we'd never do that. They did. Well, Matt Gaetz, Representative Matt Gaetz, Representative Jim Jordan weren't taking his word for it, so they went to the phone company. Is that data corrupted? Is there something wrong with it? They asked. They subpoenaed it, actually. Nope. Nothing wrong with it. FBI should be able to use it, they said, to find the pipe bomber. What? Well, they turned around and subpoenaed the pipe bomb files from the Biden administration. And the Biden administration gaffed them off to protect, again, the woke liberal pipe bomber. Didn't fit the narrative. I'll tell you in a minute why the narrative was important. So nothing happened and they covered for him. That is what Pam Bondi is referring to here. And she says, no new information has been found. But it didn't matter. They had everything they needed in the files to get these guy. This guy, they just wanted him to roam free.
Today's arrest happened because the Trump administration has made this case a priority. That evidence has been sitting there collecting dust. This wasn't a new tip. It wasn't some new evidence. It was the hard work of President Trump's administration.
Uh-huh. Here's Kash Patel on it, why they didn't bother to geofence it. You know why? Because it would have worked.
And looked at the providers and what information they provided pursuant to search warrants at the time and asked questions such as, why weren't all the phone numbers scrubbed and why weren't they connected and why wasn't there any geolocational data done? Now, that is either sheer incompetence or complete intentional negligence, and neither of which is acceptable for this FBI.
No, it's high level competence and criminality. Here's Charles Marino, former advisor to the Department of Homeland Security and supervisory agent for the Secret Service on Fox News.
The FBI and DOJ had all of the information that they needed, not only to make this arrest, but continue the investigation in an effective, methodical way to find out, what was he acting alone or not?
Well, FBI Director Kash Patel said the prior administration sat on evidence. There was never geolocation data done on cell phones. That is sheer incompetence or complete intentional negligence. This is something that we were just previously discussing.
Yeah. They let him go. Now, think about that for a minute. As Charles Martino explained, look, there's evidence this guy has some anarchist connections. Was he Antifa? Were there others involved? They let him go, which means they let them go. They let them all go. This guy could have done God knows what in those 5 years. They didn't care. It's homicidal when you think about it. Really kind of scary as well. It's just, yeah. Here's Charles Martino on that.
Public safety, of course, comes into play here. And the fact that this individual has been allowed to be on the streets for as long as he has because of inaction by the previous administration is not a good thing for the overall theme of public safety. If he did this once, what's to say he won't do it again or even conduct an attack of something worse and more well-planned and thought out?
They didn't care. I'll tell you why next, because that is the most interesting part of all. Stay tuned. Okay, now that we've established that the FBI lied perjury at a felony level to Congress to protect the identity of the pipe bomber, lied and said the cell phone data that they'd gotten from the cell phone provider was corrupted. They couldn't geofence it, couldn't coordinate it, couldn't collaborate it, couldn't do anything. They were stuck. All of it a lie. Now that we know that, why? Why did they do it? Okay, keep in mind what the larger picture was here. They needed a terror attack, okay? And they fabricated one. They needed something of that. It couldn't just be a, think how they're thinking here. It couldn't just be a protest that got a little rowdy. I mean, these are the people that burned whole cities. I mean, $50 million worth of damage to Kenosha, Wisconsin in 2 nights. Dead guy murdered during their riots, died in a fire. 36 people dead, $2 billion worth of damage due to the insurance industry. I mean, if we had a little bit of pushing and shoving at one of these, it wasn't going to be enough. They knew that. So what they needed was a dead police officer. They faked that. And they needed a terror attack to do what they needed to do. Now, what did they need to do? Silence Trump was goal number one. You remember, on the 7th of January, they took all his social media. And the era of censorship, not just of him, but of us, began. They had the justification, the FBI did, to go into social media and tamp all our accounts down. Mine was one of those. Donald Trump completely wiped off Facebook, completely wiped off Twitter, based on the so-called terror attack. It was fake. And they knew right away this guy did it. We know that. That's why they had a lie to Congress to cover it up. Okay, they needed to silence Trump. Why? So we can talk about election fraud mainly, but just generally. But then they used that as the springboard to persecute and silence conservatives online. Okay, but what else did they really need it for? Their plan to put Trump in prison for the rest of his life. Because remember, Jack Smith dove right in as soon as Joe Biden took office and began prosecuting the Trump for January 6th. Okay, that's not going to work if it's not a terror attack. They needed pipe bombs. And that's what they got here. None of this works if this guy is who he really, we now know he is, Mr. Cole. He is an anarchist. He sued Trump to try to release people from ICE custody and worked with famous Democrat race grifter Benjamin Crump in another lawsuit trying to free illegals from ICE. This guy is a doctrinaire, radical, woke leftist. It wouldn't work. Now, remember, folks, the whole pattern here, to put it together, it's monstrous. Remember how they lied to us saying that January 6ers had killed that cop, Capitol Police officer Brian Sicknick, and they hid his autopsy for months so he could lie in state at the Capitol with all of the Democrat Republican leaders gathered around him in shame on the Republicans' part because he had been murdered by January 6 protesters. We finally, remember, months later, get the autopsy. He wasn't killed. In fact, he returned to the station after his shift and then went home and died of a stroke. Natural causes. He lied in state. They live covered the funeral of the murder victim. And he wasn't murdered. So this is part of the framing, the cover up, the hoax. If people don't go to prison for this, starting with D'Antonio, the guy who lied to Congress about the identity of the pipe bomber, why they couldn't find it, folks, just throw your hands in the air. It's over. He's gotta go to prison.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.